My name is Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by the fine people at JulieLand.com. Today, as always, I'm joined by the man who never goes running, Mr. Richard Avery.
Too busy lying down.
Is that what you do? You just lie around?
Yes, that's my form of exercise.
Do you ever do sit-ups from the lying position?
I do one sit-up a day. That's to get out of bed.
Really? That's a good one. That's a good one.
And then I do another sit-up, basically, to get back down in bed.
So are you calling, like, squats or when you sit down on the toilet and get back up?
Pretty much. That's pretty much. One, two, right? And I probably go to the bathroom maybe twice a day.
No?
I don't know.
And when was the last time you were actually even relatively near a gym?
Wow. I want to say a good 20-something years.
That long?
Yeah.
I just received the surprise.
I did have a personal trainer, like, years ago. And I hated him because, like, I did a I made the mistake, like, I traded him photo shoot for.
Oh, smart move there.
But the guy just wanted to talk about, like, every time I shot, I mean, every time I went to see him, he wouldn't want to talk about who I was shooting, what celebrities, what rock stars, what I was doing. He was like, it was like almost like this. It was like us just hanging out. But I said, like, we're trying to get a workout here.
Yeah.
And I'm trying, like, he wouldn't, like, I wanted him to yell at me. Like, I wanted him to be a Marine, kind of like, get count, one, two. But he would just talk to me, so who'd you shoot last weekend? Who'd you do that? I'm like.
See, I got the surprise bill, the yearly bill for my LA Fitness, saying that I owed them $148.99 or something.
Wow.
So, and they automatically took it out of my account, so it's not like I have the choice to bill it. So today, I brought in a guest that's going to tell me what I should do with this year-long membership to LA Fitness, Miss Sarah Love.
Hello.
After that long intro, how are you feeling?
I feel like you just took over the whole show. I don't even have anything to say now.
It is called More with Mo. It's not More with Sarah.
Well, we're going to change that.
It's More with Mo and less with
here
Sarah.
Here we go. Yeah. Ding, ding.
I think, you know, honestly, right now, I'd rather have her here than you.
So would I.
Yeah.
So let's do less, you know, with Sarah. You can go home now.
Less with Sarah. Yeah. I could be watching a movie right now.
You know, if you want, go take a break. Go for a walk around the block and we'll talk.
Well, see, walking is a good idea, and I've been doing that, and I keep my steps monitored on my iPhone S.
Oh, God.
Apple, proud sponsor of More with Mo. And I use my Fitness Pal, and I do all these things. I do all these things. And I will bring up, we had another fitness person, in quotes, on here. Friend of the show, about a good solid almost year ago, Mr. Derek Pierce came on, and he talked about CrossFit.
Oh.
Calm down. And I actually gave CrossFit a try. And I found out that CrossFit is, in fact, not for me. Yeah. Timing-wise, energy-wise, fat-wise, it was not
like
good.
That's why you and I are starting the whole hashtag CrossFit. That's what you say.
Exactly. So, Sarah, you are a fitness girl, if you will,
yes,
correct?
Yes, I would consider myself as such.
Why? What gives you that title?
I'm sorry, that was my question.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't have any other questions.
I'll shut up.
Jesus Christ. So,
shut
why?
Shut your mouth.
Oh, look at her. She's going to try and be the aggressive one. So yeah. Why do you consider yourself that?
I consider myself like a fitnessy type girl because I just go to the gym every day. I lift like more weight than most people my size. Sometimes I lift as much as like the teenage boys at the gym.
But you're cool. Like a midget.
I know.
What's your size?
I am 4'11 and 3/4.
So three just a little above midget. And what do you weigh? 95?
Yeah, I weigh about 97 pounds.
Oof, might want to work on that diet.
I know.
That's tiny.
No, and the sad part is she's like
good
muscle.
Good things come in small packages.
If she would have said I'm 115, I would have been, of pure fucking rock muscle.
Right.
97 pounds?
Oof. Yeah.
How long have you been going to the gym?
About a year now since I started training. About that CrossFit thing that you're saying, I hate CrossFit. I hate CrossFit-y people. Ooh, I think it's terrible.
I see a fight breaking out.
I don't think. I mean, if that's what you're into, great. But I would not be able to do that myself at all.
You'd rather just go to the gym,
like pump some iron,
do one little thing and then be like, okay, let's go to the juice bar. And let's
so you're like
out.
A fitness bunny.
Oh, you're like, no.
Hop from machine to machine.
Exactly. She's all like, yeah, okay. Hey, oh, I'm sweating. Oh, we must stop now.
I have my yoga pants and exactly. sports bra.
And she runs around like spends more time shopping for clothes for the gym.
Oh.
That's what I do. I do all the different like aerobics classes, you know.
Checking
in the cutest outfits.
Yeah, and then she's just checking out all the girls' asses and be like, oh yeah, I'd do that. And then like checks out the guys and their pecs. Ooh, you got nice pecs, baby.
See, I don't think that the guys in those aerobic classes would be interested in me.
Are we stereotyping here?
They might.
I tried cardio kickboxing classes for a while, and it was like, you know, it was out at like the Spectrum Gym out in Thousand Oaks, and the trainer for that, she was hot, so hot. And it was like 95% women, and then like three of us fat dudes in the back trying to keep up. And it was like, and the other two were twice as old as I am. And I'm sitting there going at 300 pounds, dude, that ass is amazing, but I'm out of here. So I tried CrossFit, and I did enjoy what I was doing. And Derek and I know each other. So he wasn't trying to do the animal, you know, push you till you break, all that kind of stuff. Cause he knows what I do. He knows what I have to be able to do. And, so I did it for a while. The timing was the issue for me, was because it is so intense. He was available Tuesdays and Thursdays. So I'd be on set Tuesday, then I'd be off on Thursday, then I'd work the next Tuesday and Thursday. And trying to go in and hit that hard every time was difficult. And I actually ended up injuring myself. How? How did I end up injuring myself? Let's take guesses.
Sarah, he broke a nail.
No. How do you think I injured myself?
I think you pulled something.
Nope.
You didn't. Nope. Did you fall on your ass?
I did not. I hurt myself while trying to do double jumps with the jump rope.
Aww.
10 minutes straight, and about minute six is when I came down a little hard, and I couldn't do a double jump to save my own life, and I felt it in the center of my back. But since it was being video recorded, I ran the next 4 minutes with doing that. About 4 or 5 cardio, chiropractic appointments later, things like that. I just couldn't move. And it was like, if I can't fucking jump rope, maybe I'm a little out of my leagues here.
Yeah, I lean more towards like the bodybuilding type. Like, obviously, I don't look like I'm going to go on stage and be a bodybuilder. But I lean more towards like putting up really heavy weights. And that's where I get my cardio. Because I'm not one to go jump on a treadmill or run around the block. I'm just going to like, I don't know, bench press, whatever. And then come off the bench like really tired. And that's what I do.
No, I mean,
CrossFit wouldn't work with me.
I mean, I see girls at the gym, and usually you'll see the, oh, I'm doing the weights, and they use the machines, or they do the pussy spreader one where it's like really hot to watch, and I love that. Or the when their ass is up in the air and kicking their legs towards their butt.
I love that one.
I mean, there's some hot stuff where you look at the girls and go, hey, how you doing? But I don't normally see them down, you know, in the actual, you know, weights with the guys doing stuff. So are you down there? Are you with the big meatheads going? Rrr?
I'm definitely with like the big meatheads. And it's so funny because I'm so small, but for whatever reason, I'm just strong. Like, I don't know why, but I'm just stronger than most girls for my size.
Do you want to arm wrestle? Let's not do that. I will lose.
I know. The look I just gave him right now.
I got a few pieces of furniture that need some moving.
I know. She's all doing it all herself. I got this.
Can you move the couch, please?
Sure. You don't own a couch.
Do you like guys that are all muscular? Do you like those?
I do.
You like the guys that all like? Rock? Gabs, the whole bit.
Gabs?
Gabs.
Gabs. That's why she likes me. I'm full of gabs.
Gaps.
Like, a guy doesn't have to be super fit and, like, look like Arnold, but I think if you work out, like, once in a while and you have, like, some muscle tone, it just looks like you care about your
I'm slowly
appearance.
Sinking into the chair and trying to fight back the tears. Because what
Don't
she's saying
cry.
Is this going, Mo.
Oh,
no, but Mo, you always
What's
tell
my
me
rate?
About like
double.
you would crush her.
I would destroy her just by lying on top of her. And she may be strong, but she's not lifting this shit.
You ain't that strong.
No, but like you have your step counter and stuff. I mean, like any effort is good.
How many steps have
so
you
like,
done today?
So the effort, I don't count. The effort I make from coming upstairs to downstairs to get some more candy is that doesn't count.
No, no, okay. Across the board, no.
So the effort I make to get into my car to drive to get a chocolate milkshake.
No.
Okay.
Mo's got an app.
Okay, we're gonna find out. Okay, let's take our guesses. I got out of bed. I drove here. I went to the coffee shop. I came into the studio. I walked out to get one guest. How many steps have I walked today? Any guesses?
I don't know. Like,
how does that even
1,000?
Measure?
1,224 steps. I don't know.
I feel like you could just bounce your phone up and down and it'll count it as steps.
Oh, Let's find out. We're going to sit here and we're going to jerk off my phone for a little while and we'll just go through. What did we say? It was 1,224. So, well, yeah, we'll see how this works and we'll do the thing. So, how do you recommend? Now, Derek had his idea. There's some people that are anti-CrossFit or not necessarily anti, but don't buy into the CrossFit thing. There's other people that are CrossFit that don't buy into the gym, you know, weightlifting thing. Then you have the fitness people that are like bicycling or they're very specific. Mm-hmm. And I've ridden my bicycle. What do you consider the best way to get in shape?
I honestly think it's whatever you find to be the best, but it's always like a good mixture.
So it's like great. Mixing like, vodka and tonic with a freaking 8-ball. How I kind of mix it up.
Wow. You said that and she's like, ah, shit. I think she's down. Let's go.
Getting started.
Woo. I know.
She just wants to get all high to go to the gym and fucking.
That's what I do.
Okay.
Lifting that straw is a lot of work.
Okay, back to.
Then I did do a bend over. One. Oh. Two.
And the heart rate gets up.
Yeah,
real
exactly.
Quick.
I know. That's my cardio.
Woo. Big time.
Okay, so let's so, back to you, dear.
So I think CrossFit is good for a lot of people because they enjoy, because they are like lifting weight, right? And mm-hmm. they're like doing cardio at the same time. So they like that. But
and a little bit of a masochist.
Yeah, for me, I honestly, I think that's fine if you can handle it. I can't handle it. Just doing all cardio, like all the cardio bunnies and stuff. You
cardio bunnies. That sounds just hot. There should be, there's your news title of your new movie, yeah. Cardio Bunnies.
I wish that I could just tell them like, hey, lift some weights. Because they just get really skinny. That's it. You don't have any like curves or.
And the majority of girls go to the freaking gym. Not majority. Let's say like a good percentage of the girls that go to the gym go there for attention.
And yeah.
It's like a social. It's like a social event. It's not really like, hey, I'm actually going to go there and work out.
Oh, yeah. If I do a workout alone, like usually I have my boyfriend Jake with me. But if I do a workout alone, hey, do you need me to help you?
Yeah.
Hey. Oh, wow.
Can I spot you?
Yeah, can I spot you? I'm squatting, and do you need a spot?
Yeah.
Why, yes, I do. Sit on. Do they? Have you ever looked at one of them and said, do you even lift, bro? I've been holding that one in for
a couple. Are you going to say?
No,
say
but there's always the guys who, they work their upper chest a lot, and they skip legs. And so there's big up top, and they have these twiggy little chicken legs.
Yep.
It's nice. Yeah. I always got to point it out to them.
Yeah. It's like, dude. And then they're like, oh, don't worry. I'm getting some implants next week. I used to know a couple of guys that had calf implants.
That's gross.
I know. It was sad.
Okay. So I've been.
It's just as bad as girls who get butt implants.
Yeah. I don't. It's so unnatural looking. It's
sad.
So
okay. So all complaints should go to my fitness pal and Apple. Yes, I've been jerking off my phone for a good solid 2 minutes, and I'm now up to 1,798 steps. So I've done 500 steps with my hand. It's like masturbation. It's not really sex, but it gets the thing done.
Sarah, what gym do you go to?
LA Fitness.
And did you
which
check,
one?
Did you check out other ones?
Don't
say which one, because then people will be stalking her. And then I'll be stalking her. I'm just kidding.
I didn't check out any other gyms. I kind of just ended up there because it was convenient.
Yeah. Do you like to do cardio yourself?
No, I hate it. I hate all types of cardio. My cardio is deadlifting.
I thought you
my cardio is deadlifting.
I thought you were gonna say my cardio is sex.
No.
She doesn't work that hard. I've been on set with her.
No,
she just kind of lays there.
Hashtag dead fish.
Yeah, exactly. Lay out, sit on my face, Kendra Lust. That's what I want.
Starfish.
It's starfish.
Okay. Yeah. You know what starfish is?
I've seen her starfish.
Starfish is when the girl just lies there like this with her arms up.
Don't stop talking about my girlfriend. She sometimes listens. I almost got laid yesterday. Last night, it was so close. And then she goes, we can have morning sex. Guess what I didn't get this morning?
Morning
exactly.
sex.
Exactly. Thank you.
Oldest trick in the book.
Yeah.
I'm like,
you know, no, it's like the.
You just got to grab her and plow her, man.
Yeah. It got quiet here. Okay.
Just be like, oh, yeah, you like duct tape, huh?
Yeah, exactly. No, I banged her while she was cooking Thanksgiving dinner. And if any of my guests are listening, we were very sanitary about it. And in no way, shape, or form did it get close to food.
I had sex while I was making pumpkin pie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You made it all yourself?
Yeah. I mean, I made the filling. And then it was like pre-made crust. Next year, I'm making crust from scratch. But
I made apple pies.
How
from
was that?
Scratch. They turned out very nice. And I had one for breakfast. Not the whole pie, just a slice. And I'll have another slice for dinner.
I got nothing.
So is it wrong that I'm eating all this Thanksgiving food now?
I don't think it's wrong. Shit, I like don't really watch what I eat much. I watch it from time to time.
But you eat, just you don't have concern yourself with your diet. Do you drink a lot of water?
I drink a ton of water.
Good, that's good.
So, okay, so you don't pay attention to what you eat. You just work out a lot.
I work out. I like semi pay attention to what I eat. I just try to make sure I don't stuff myself every time. So I'm constantly like a little hungry.
Okay.
That's basically
so fast
my diet.
Food.
But it, it helps.
No fast food at all.
No, but that's not because I don't like, it's just because I don't physically like want to eat it. It's not that
it's,
I'm holding
and it's
myself
scary
back.
Part is that this, it helps because you're young. I mean, mm-hmm. I mean, it really does.
Yeah.
Like, let's not when I was us. Your age, I was like 150 pounds yeah. and, you know, skinny and,
It helps
being young. I had a really high metabolism. I could eat anything, and it didn't even affect me in whatsoever. I could eat 5 quarter pounders and not even
yep.
blink.
Yeah,
not
a problem. Like, that was me.
The way that I'm eating right now, though, if I were to not like work out anymore, I would balloon up.
You'd be a little fatty.
Yeah, I'd be pudgy.
She'd
be
a little,
pudge ball.
She'd be a muffin topper 7.
Oh, fuck. That's mean.
You know what's so bad?
But she wasn't good enough for 1-6.
You know what's so bad? Like, because I... like do look semi fit or whatever, girls will say things to me like, oh, you look good, or you know, or they'll say things about themselves where they like feel bad about like a certain part of their body, and I don't think about it. I'm like, oh yeah, like my jeans don't fit like that. Like is that bitchy of me? Because yes. I don't is it bitchy of me because I don't realize it?
You're just
am
bitchy.
I just naturally a bitch?
Yes.
Or am I clueless?
Yes.
You're a girl, right? Yes. All the above.
Any other questions? Are you an asshole? Yes.
Yes. Did you come here looking for compliments to feel better about yourself?
You
most
came
girls
to the wrong
leave here
place.
Crying. Okay?
But she's tough.
Didn't you notice we never have any repeat guests?
No. Oh, we get them all in one day and then they leave. Never to return. Also, Akira, we haven't seen her
yeah.
in months.
The only one that come back, I think, is Ash Hollywood. But
she... And she's just crazy.
Oh, I love Ash.
Ash who?
Ash Hollywood.
Never heard of her.
No, she's like this blonde chick. She's pretty cool.
Have you done her?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had sex with her.
What was she like?
She's pretty freaky. Didn't let me put my toes in her vagina though. She almost slapped me across the face because I was going.
Oh.
My toes went closer and closer to her pussy, and she's like, I swear to God, if you fucking... And I was like, okay.
Can we get Ash on the phone?
I know, I'm texting her right now.
On the phone, we have Ash Hollywood. Ash, hello.
Exactly.
It was great. And she's like, I'm sorry. I knew you were going to do it. And I was like, it's okay.
She's like, you have gangrene or something on your foot. I don't want it in my vagina.
She just doesn't like it. She doesn't like feet in her pussy. I understand.
Do you like feet in your pussy?
I don't like it, but I'll do it. I'm not scared of it.
Wait, do we test for athlete's foot? Pee in this cup. Oh, you have a fungus. Where'd it come from? Some bitch's foot. You never know. Got to clean them up. They don't wash their feet. Oh. Okay, back to fitness.
I just texted Ash and told her that you hate her.
Oh.
Nice. Okay, now I do have a question. I don't know if, and this is not bashing on her. I don't know what she did. I believe she left the industry. And I thought she was lovely. I've been on set with her. But Sophia Fiore?
Yes.
She, when I met her, I was on set with her about a year. Actually, I met her about a year and a half ago, and she was very fit. She's tall. Mm-hmm. And you look at her and go, wow, she looked like a volleyball player. Like, not muscle, just very fit.
Tight.
And then it was when I was on set with her and she worked with Samantha Saint. She was a lot more, had more muscle to her, but still not overly so. She was definitely fit, and you could tell she was going more the fitness model route. I saw pictures of her, and I believe she's actually shut down her Twitter account, and I could be wrong. But she was to the point where she was like, muscle chick.
Oh, yeah. She's jacked.
Yeah. Now, I looked at that evolution of when I first met her, it was porn or not porn, whatever. I looked at her and go, fitness, I like that. Mm-hmm. She looks hot. She's got a good body. Then when she got to the a little bit more fit, it was like, okay, I'm still cool with this, but I'm getting that she's not soft anymore. To mm-hmm. where I saw the pictures of her last, I admire the fact that she was able to do that, and I don't, whatever. But she doesn't look like somebody I'd want to hug up against, and you know, and fuck,
no,
honestly,
not,
I need to have sex with.
It's not feminine.
It's not. There's nothing worse when you're with a girl who's is more fit than you and more, has bigger muscles than you.
Yeah.
Yeah. The thing.
Well, although they can grab your dick really hard.
No.
Is that necessarily a good thing, though?
And they are
squeeze
like.
Squeeze your dick
wait,
off.
Depends on what you're into.
Mm.
They're like, you know, these massive. Like, I shot a girl years ago who was a bodybuilder, and First of all, you knew she was on the juice because you
giant say, clit.
Yeah, not even that. It was her voice. You're like, hey, Sarah. Or no, it wasn't Sarah. It was like something. Actually, it was Sarah.
It was Sarah.
It was Sarah.
Oh god.
And I was like, hey, Sarah. She's like, hey, how's it going? I was like, what the fuck?
I ate a lot of spinach.
Yeah. But no, I've shot a few like through the years. I've done like, and they're just it's scary. I don't want some girl that could beat me up. Like, oh, yeah. I don't need that. I'm not that crazy.
Yeah, so what's your goal then? What are you looking to be?
Well, I think that
she just wants a tight little ass. She's got one.
I think the main thing for girls who are going to work out that much is they need to focus on their lower body way more than their, because that's what makes them look like crazy, is when they have these giant muscular shoulders and like you can see like their upper chest and like crazy shit. Their abs are like ridiculous. But if you have like big legs and big ass, you still look pretty feminine.
Yeah.
If you have a giant muscular ass. So I don't know. I just want to keep building my booty.
No. No,
this generation. This whole generation's the whole booty thing. They're all
the booty. It's listen.
I
like
definitely appreciate a nice ass. That's why I want.
That's why I've been working out.
Why?
Mine.
It's the thing you sit on.
Yeah, but it's nice when you're fucking. You can grab onto it.
Okay.
My penis just kind of moved a little bit. And just for any people that listen to every episode, I don't believe I've actually ever said those words on the show.
I think you did that one time when you were talking about CrossFitting and throwing up.
That could have been. I did do a lot of throwing up at CrossFit. Now, okay, and because we have to mention her in every show, and I haven't yet today. So I was talking to Alex about this, mm-hmm. and we were talking about, because she's, listen, I'm overweight, and I'm, it happens to fat people. And so she's like, you need to go to the gym. And I'm like, listen, you're just tired of fucking a fat dude. She was like, no. It's just us being playful. And then she's brought up a guy in the past that she had been dating or whatever, who was like a bodybuilder guy. And she said that, good looking. He wasn't that bright, I guess. But she said it was good to look at, but wasn't good to feel. Like, you can rub up against and go, oh, nice. But to, like, cuddle with, he wasn't fun to cuddle with because it was just like cuddling a rock.
What? Yeah. He's that hard?
Yeah, I know. I guess he was, like, nuts. And she goes, and you're soft. And, and after I wanted to beat her for saying that, I was like, oh, you're so sweet. I don't know where this conversation went, but, oh, this is sweet. So do you prefer guys that are, like, really, like, nuts? Or are you cool with just fit guys?
I like
average guys.
Yeah, I like just fit guys. Like, I mean, you've seen my boyfriend Jake. He's pretty big.
I ignore him altogether.
Oh, he's pretty big, but he's got...
quiet. He kind of scares me.
Oh, he's quiet.
He's got red hair.
Them gingers. Yeah. They're my weakness.
He has no soul. Oh, wait, you like gingers.
I love gingers.
Well, I like Marianne's.
Gingers are my favorite. Ginger boys, ginger girls. They have to be hot gingers, and they're a rare breed, so...
The hottest ginger I know is Justine Jolie. There's nobody hotter.
Okay, going back to the fitness thing, because we have went way off on gingers.
Anyway, so what were you saying
about
being
I was just
soft?
Saying like normal. Stop looking at my tits. I'm not that kind of girl. No, but
my eyes are up here.
Yeah, exactly. No, but I mean in general. So you're cool with guys that work out, but lazy slops like me, not a chance.
No, I. When you put it that way,
but I'm funny.
Yeah, you're so funny. Oh, my gosh.
He's got personality.
No, but I could definitely go for a guy who doesn't hit the gym, like, hard as hell every single day. But it's a plus.
I was really hoping you were going to say, doesn't hit the gym every day. But no, doesn't hit the gym hard every day. I was like, wow. I almost have an out there. No.
What about girls who don't work out and they're just, like, fat slobs and don't take care of themselves? Sit on their asses all day smoking weed and playing video games.
Though, I feel like girls can't get away with it as easily as men can. Because, I don't know. I look at people so much differently now that I've been going to the gym and I like judgmental. Look up to all of these different fitness personalities and whatnot. So I'm like, oh, that looks great on this person. And then now it's like, I don't want to sound like a crazy, like, fucked up bitch, but...
but...
Like, if I'm looking through, like, whatever, my Twitter, my Instagram, and I'm looking at girls, and they're, like the ass is a good place to start to look at someone. If you have like a very flat ass, I'm like, you don't move. And I don't like that. I like girls with round asses. That's my favorite thing. So I feel like, I don't know.
Who's your favorite girl?
I'm too picky. Jada Stevens.
speaking of stoners with big asses, I love Jada. Jada's got an amazing ass.
Yeah.
I met her. She was here.
Yeah, no, I've smoked weed with Jada. Jada a lot. She's a lot of fun.
Mime Freak brought her over here.
Yes, she's the contract girl for their company.
Yeah, he brought over. She was really nice.
No, she's a cool chick. She's a cool chick. Who's your second favorite?
I like Remy.
Oh, you're going the younger ones. Okay. Yeah. Remy's cool.
I like Kendra, too.
There we go. I knew Kendra Lust was coming. I fucking love Kendra.
I don't know Kendra. Kendra Lust. I want to meet Remy. Awesome. Remy contacted me a while ago. We talked. She wanted to. She was cute.
She's cool. Mm-hmm. She's a cool chick. She's a cool chick.
So. I like her. She lives banging her.
Does she live in?
We don't talk
about where people
live. I don't know where she lives.
Somewhere. Oklahoma is wide open territory. You never know if people are going to find you out there. It was the only state I could come up with.
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. O-K-L-A-H-O-M-A. So, okay. Oklahoma. So for me, what would you advise me to do to get fitter?
I would advise you to make like a adventure out of it somewhat. Like go with Alex, motivate each other, and just kind of make it fun. Start out slow with, you know, weightlifting, like just the first week, figuring out what your like, I don't know, like 8 rep weight is or whatever. Just play with it. And then just make it a priority to go every day and it'll become a habit. And I don't know.
So essentially just going is probably
just get off
a
your
good
fat
idea.
Ass.
Yeah,
and
that's
get to
that's
the
most important part is just getting
go.
There.
Do. There's okay. only do.
There yeah, there is no get. There's
okay. The days that you don't want to go are the most important.
Okay, so wait. So you go to LA Fitness, mm-hmm. and I have a membership again to LA Fitness. I've had the same.
We need to tag them on
no,
this.
No, I'm just thinking. Exactly. I'm just thinking, you know. We're both in the valley. So
I know.
We can maybe. Whoa.
I agree with her.
100%. Wow. She's now she's a dude.
I didn't quite hear what she said. Could you repeat that? Exactly.
No, but maybe we could go to the gym together.
I could help you out.
And then I'm trying to bench press half her
weight. He's going to be like, so hey, can you spot me? Yeah. That's when you just turn around and walk away.
No, that's where I'm going to be with the bar going, I have no upper body strength. And she's all, I got it. So, okay. Well, I will definitely be trying to stalk you and get to the gym with you.
Yeah, I kind of want to do that. I want to like go the training route and help people.
Oh God, this is going to go badly real quick. I can feel it. We did this with Derek. We'll see how it goes. Well, before you became a full-time trainer and while you're still doing this whole porn thing, where can your fans find you on the interwebs?
They can find me on the interwebs on Twitter, SarahLoveXXX. It's spelled SarahLoveXXX. And my Instagram, where I post lots of naughty pictures, but they get taken down sometimes, is Sarah Loves You, and that's SarahLoveYou. That's all I got.
No LinkedIn?
No, what is that?
Nice. Reddit?
I'm not on Reddit.
MySpace?
My MySpace is under a different name.
Pinterest?
No, I'm not on
Google Plus?
Fuck Google Plus.
And on that note, thank you so much, Sarah, for coming out and talking about fitness.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me.
My name is Maurice. You've been listening to More with Mo. You can find me on Twitter at MoXXX or Mox, as some people like to call me. You can also find me on my blog, theaveragemo.com, where you can see all sorts of photos, videos, and you can listen to this show. Thanks for listening.